Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
But first, let's have a look at the main international business stories in the newspapers and websites. And who better to do that than the insuperable Kathleen Brooks, the research director with XTB. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning, Joe.
Kathleen, are you were you a blue tick person on Twitter or X?
I have never been a blue tick person, no, Joe. I never bought it. I have to say, I didn't buy into it a year ago, and I suppose I wasn't popular enough to have got one before that.
Well, there's a massive U-turn underway because, as you know, people with blue ticks who had them, including yours truly, were stripped of them unless they paid a subscription, and the wrong sort of person was getting a blue tick, who was buying up a blue tick. And now there's something of a U-turn from Mr. Musk when it comes to Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. He's reinstating them. There are some conditions. So you need 2,500 verified followers to get that blue tick and the premium features for free. So some people woke up at the end of last week and they noticed it was back. Perhaps that was you, Joe. I don't know. It's not really clear why he's doing this now, because there's still a huge amount of pushback on Twitter, or X, sorry, amid, you know, ongoing concerns about content moderation and the spread of misinformation, particularly around these times. We've got a lot of, you know, geopolitical issues going on. And so, you know, it's considered very important. They are still losing under Musk quite a lot of their advertising revenue. So IBM, Comcast, they're just two of a number of companies that have said that they're pulling advertising from the platform because of misinformation. And remember, that's how the platform gets its money. Now, it was trying to sell these blue ticks. Now that it's giving them back for free to verified accounts, could be a sign that it's designed to placate the advertisers. I do wonder about that and whether or not there'll be less rants against companies that ditch him in future.
Now, it's interesting because, I have 21,000 followers and I haven't been reinstated. So maybe they don't think I have verified subscribers, but whether people will want to, because the people who have blue ticks at the moment on Twitter and X are often those trolls and bots who have paid for it. Yeah. Do you want to be associated with them?
Well, absolutely. A new verb, I think, has been born from this. It's being blue ticked by Elon, a phrase that I've seen come up this week. And some users, they really weren't happy at getting the blue mark reinstated, because you're right, because bots and other trolls were just buying their blue ticks, they really, really lost their value. And it was seen as a big mistake by Musk, but he held onto it for long enough. So some people are actually putting on, if you go on X, you can find out how to block the blue mark that you've got for free. So that's proliferating around the internet right now. And it's definitely not got the value that it used to have. The fact that it's 2,500 verified followers, it doesn't seem a huge number, to be honest. And I'm sure he just hasn't got around to you yet, Joe. So I'm sure your blue tick will be reinstated any day now.
An anti-badge of honour. Let's move on to the Web Summit. It looks as if the boss, Paddy Cosgrave, may be back at the helm after a few months of controversy.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, everyone will remember that he resigned in October 2023. And he also apologised for comments that he made on X about Israel's actions in Gaza. Essentially, it threatened his business because some of the big name sponsors of Web Summit threatened to pull out. So he left 6 months ago, and it seems like he's come back fairly quietly as CEO. So obviously the conflict is now 6 months in. I think there's been some shifting sands in it as well. So maybe it's seen that it's a bit of a, he can come back now. This is an appropriate time for him to come back. Now, I've been looking at his Twitter account this morning, and I haven't actually followed him before this. But I would definitely say that whilst he hasn't touched on events in the Middle East, he's still incredibly controversial on Twitter or on X. He's highly critical of Simon Harris. He is also a skeptic of AI. He rallies at cronyism left, right, and centre. I think you'd definitely call him a contrarian. And I don't think that coming back as CEO will mean that he'll be any more careful of what he says, but he might have a few conditions on returning as CEO, maybe from the board of Web Summit, that there are some red lines. So it is a reminder, I think, to CEOs that you can have your personal opinions. Of course you can. I mean, I don't really care what he says on Twitter. But I think when it passes into the realm of insulting your customers, you've got to be very careful.
You absolutely do. And some person who rarely insults her customers is Taylor Swift. And there's another country whose economy is being distorted by Swifties.
Oh, yeah, that's Singapore. So she's been there. So she was petitioned by the Singapore government, actually, to play there rather than other Asian countries. She was given more money to do it. And it looks like it hasn't failed for Singapore. So, again, the Swiftonomics effect is huge. So they've seen massive ticket sales, a big increase in hotel sales, hotel surge pricing as well, because they know people are really desperate to want to see her.
It's called gouging.
Price gouging. Yes, that's exactly right. But it's kind of interesting, actually, because digging a little bit deeper, the effect hasn't been felt evenly. So, for example, around the big stadiums that she's playing, there's a lot of sports bars, for example, maybe some, sit-down restaurants. They have not seen the uptick in business from Taylor Swift.
People under the age of 18 are going to the concert and they're not drinking
that's
much.
That's exactly it. And they're not drinking much. That's exactly it. So they're younger. They may not have the money to spend. So cheaper food vendors, they're doing brilliantly. Clothing outlets, they're doing fantastic. Get yourself a t-shirt for, 50 quid or something. She's selling those and they are selling out. But the bars around these stadiums are not selling out at all. And in fact, they've seen weaker business because some of their regulars will actually stay away rather than come into town. But overall, just in 5 months of her concert in the US, she was Fortune have estimated that she contributed nearly $5 billion to US consumer spending. I mean, that's huge. And that's, she is a billionaire. This is the Eras Tour. It's going to be the highest growing tour on Earth. So it really is, I suppose, the greatest show on Earth. I mean, I'm going to the one in June, actually.
I was going to ask you, are you going to the one in London?
I am. Yeah, I'm going to the first night in Wembley. I patiently waited for my tickets, luckily got through this very complicated process. I've got a friend flying in from the US to come and join us. Wow. And I mean, we will definitely be making a day of it. So so we will be contributing to the Swiftonomics effect.
Well, I'm going to the concert here in Dublin. And I must admit, I don't really know that much about our music, but I've heard so much about the show that I have to go see it with my own eyes as someone who appreciates live music. So let's move on to something more mundane. Oil. It's heading back towards $100 a barrel.
Well, it is. It has backed off a little bit today, as Israel has said that it's moved some troops out of Gaza, but it is very sensitive at the moment. It's rallied over 20% so far this year as the situation in the Middle East has ratcheted up, as there's been concerns about Israel and Iran, their tensions heating up. But really, there is a huge supply issue. And we've seen supply from Mexico. They have reduced their supply because they're worried about the price and they want to keep it at home. We've seen other countries as well stop exporting as much oil because they want to keep it close to them. And that's also pushing up this oil price. Now, the price of Brent broke above the $90 handle last week. And I think there were a lot of expectations that it could go to 100, particularly if we were to see any more geopolitical issues explode. So it's just been in the last few months, it wasn't that long ago that oil was looking a bit in the doldrums. Yes, OPEC had cut their production. But, the worries about demand. Right now, demand has seemed to be picking up as some recessions were either very mild, and we've seen manufacturing picking up as well. And now that is really putting oil back in focus, especially as we're waiting for interest rate cuts and we're hoping that inflation will continue to fall. Well, this really threatens both of those things. So I think that if we do see, I think the next 3 months will be really critical for oil as we come into the big kind of summer, the US driving season, the flying season. If we continue to see oil at elevated levels, that disinflation trend that we've seen for most of the last year, really, that could really come to an end. Now, it's a bit on the verge at the moment. We're moving sideways with inflation, okay, but we've got US inflation data this week, and that will be really worth watching.
Kathleen, thank you so much for your time and expertise. That's Kathleen Brooks, Research Director with XTB.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.